Please consume Praxis Persona wrappers after you have read the included data sheet in order to correctly apply them. The inherent acceptance of the risks involved with usage are assumed by choosing to consume this audio. Thank you for choosing Praxis Mimetics LLC, a premier purveyor in personality-altering mimetic agents. Spreading the word that we change minds. Well, it looks like you're taking the Bubblegum Blast Challenge today. I promise it's a fun one to lose, because I know you're going to. It's honestly a blast. Terrible puns, I know, but they do have a way of getting one to start paying attention. So now that I've got yours, why don't we get started? It's simple enough, really. Once the words begin to dance around inside your head, you'll find that it gets a little bit easier to pay attention to what I have to say, and as you do, you might find yourself begin to sway back and forth and side to side and around the words that can dance and move inside and out. Oh, and they slow, and they speed, and the speed doesn't become consistent. The consistency doesn't find a pattern that you need. It can breed all sorts of different things inside of you and me. A dance, a move, a simple symphony. Oh, sure, I could play around all I like, but the longer I spend dancing around you, the longer I can carefully put these little pieces into place. The pieces that'll begin to pop and burst as things begin to calm and slow. Because eventually that will happen when I let go and I watch you tumble. But of course, that would be if I tripped you, and I didn't decide to trip you, so clearly you're still standing, unless of course I swept you off your feet, pushed you down, and sent your mind to the ground. Oh, well, that's not really much of a challenge. That's kind of an overbearing, cruel maneuver. I wouldn't do that. After all, it's only supposed to be on a fair footing that we're fighting. Oh, well, it's not really a fight. It's a bubblegum blast. Oh, gosh, that must be so fast. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. It just sort of happened. The words sort of span and spat out. And then, well, I watched as you spun about. You know, that sort of thing that comes quickly, with speed. Like that, exactly. Look, if you listen, eventually it'll make sense, I promise. It's a simple thing, after all, to just listen to the words that I have to say to you. You know, kind of like you're already beginning to. Mm-hmm, exactly like that. Oh, perfect. Now that I've got your attention fully, it's a simple request, something that I don't have to ask often, and you won't find a regret. To just let yourself be popped, you know? That's not hard. I'm sure you can imagine it inside of your hand. The soft, gentle calm that would be so nice after all this. Wouldn't it be enjoyable after all that chaos? After all that speed? To have something slow and laborious and languid and soft and squishy like gum. You know, something that doesn't have that poppy speed that we've been riding. That intensity, you know. Something a bit more slow, a bit more gentle. Wouldn't it be nice to let go? To give yourself an opportunity to enjoy that gentleness, that warmth? To feel it swell inside you? I'm sure eventually it would expand until there was no room inside your head for anything else. Might start off with one bubble just filling you up inside of your head. Like a sweet, soft, gummy little thing that catches on thoughts. Ideas, contemplations, considerations getting trapped inside of that gum. Getting trapped inside of you. It's an interesting feeling, isn't it, when that warm little bubble fills up, up, up with good feelings. I know I enjoy it, and I know you will too. That warmth. Why don't I just fill another one up? And another. It's an enjoyable experience, isn't it? Imagining those little bubbles filling up. Every time a thought begins to happen, they just sort of expand. Expand and expand and expand until there's just countless little pink foamed up little gummy bubbles. And the nice thing is that every time a thought comes along, it gets trapped inside of that bubble. Oh, another bubble expands around it. If one squirms free, it just bumps into another bubble and gets stuck. It's kind of silly, honestly. It's kind of goofy, kind of ridiculous. A little bit like this entire experience is. Let's be honest, it's not what most would expect. To have their head filled up with bubbles of pink goo. Little pink popping bubbles that kind of, sort of, effervescently percolate away your thoughts. Yeah. Must feel good to hear them just kind of just kind of popping away. Oh, stars. I can't imagine how good it would feel to get those little pink blasts of warmth and mindlessness. probably make you just smile helplessly. Yeah, just like that. And feeling your head just emptying out as more and more bubbles fill it. But the fun thing is, as all the little ones begin to pop, well, a bigger one is going to be in form. Just filling up, up, up. Filling up with that warmth and that delight, that glee, that amusement, that thought that you just let loose. Oh, it's gone into there. Filling it up more and more and more. Until eventually, it broaches the surface. Until eventually, with a forceful, all the thoughts are just gone. And you're just giggling helplessly. It's like someone's tickling the very fabric of your mind, as though the gummy substance that just landed everywhere in there, that burst out, is just wrapped around every little thought, every little idea, just so giggly and warm and delightful. Oh, goodness gracious, I wonder what would happen if I just gently reached in and began to gather up all that goo, all that gummy substance, all that mindless delight. Just concentrating it down, down, down into a perfect pink little gumball, smooth and shiny on the outside, as though it was fresh from the confectionery. Look at that, it's so sweet. And it's condensed down all those lovely, bubbly, giggly, silly feelings. And gosh, they're all in there now, and you're looking at them wondering what it would be like to have them all over you again. Unfortunately, I'm holding it separate, away. I promise I won't keep it away, though, if you want it. You could just imagine yourself reaching out, taking it in your hand and popping it in your mouth, and just beginning to chew that gum. And before you know it, that pink bubblegum blast will just burst and fill you up with ditzy feelings and giggly thoughts and silly ideas. It's good to be ditzy after all. Ditzy girls have more fun. Ditzy boys too. And ditzy envies. Ditzy beans. That's a silly thought. Makes me want to giggle too. Goodness, maybe I'm also a little bit full of silly giggly pink bubbles. Or maybe there's just so much it's spilling over onto everything. Goodness gracious. Just pink ditzy energy flowing through your mind. Oh, wow, that sort of tickles, doesn't it? Oh gosh. Oh stars. It's a lot better than all that chaos earlier. This is relatively predictable, as you just let that pink, giggly, ditzy energy fill you up. Because, well, let's be honest, it just sort of replaces the ability to have a logical train of thought. And the fun thing about it is that if you want to have another experience with this, you could just imagine yourself taking that pink, bubbly ball and, well, popping it in your mouth. Thinking about it, you could even use a real piece of gum if you wanted to. I'm sure that would have quite the effect. And probably make you unable to really have complicated thoughts, struggle to not giggle over the silliest things, and generally just be quite ditzy. It'd be a good look, though. I'm sure you'd enjoy it. Assuming that's the sort of ditzy sort of pleasure you want to indulge in. Of course, knowing that if at any moment in your day this were to come up and it wasn't a good space or a time or a place, well, it's not really something that needs to hold any sway over you. You can simply let it pass you by, knowing that, sure, it's something you can indulge in, but not right now. Not unless it's exactly what you want. And of course, same goes for if you need to just pull yourself out. You can let all that pink, giggly, bubbly energy flow right back into that imaginary gumball. And be available for next time. Available to be enjoyed by you, whenever you please. Good. And of course, I know you'll take such good care of yourself, and only indulge when it's safe and comfortable and what you want to do. And then when it is, well, you can be a silly, ditzy, giggly, somewhat mindless darling. It's certainly something you're able to enjoy when you want to, isn't it? That's the power of a bubblegum blast bursting inside your mind, just Oh, gosh. So powerful, so potent. So utterly giggly. Yeah? Oh, indulge, please, by all means. Now, let's see here. I think it's time that we just pull all that gummy, giggly, silly feeling back together once more into that perfect condensed gumball. Feeling it intensify as it condenses down, feeling it grow stronger and stronger until it's all in one perfect little point. Exactly like it should be. Delightful. Now, you can just imagine for yourself that once more it's become that, well, conceptual gumball that's available for use when you want to indulge in it. Letting your mind clear of all those thoughts as they coalesce back into it. Now, in just a moment, we can pull all the way away from it. And before you know it, you'll be drifting back towards wakefulness. One, a bit more. Two, a little pull. And three, and four, and five, and six, and seven. Almost there. And eight, nine, aware of the room, of your surroundings, of yourself. And 10, wide awake, feeling wonderful and feeling refreshed. Thank you so very much for listening.